Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Delaware Division of the Arts Mezzanine Gallery in Wilmington continues to spotlight the work of First State artists with an exhibition next month by Paula Brown. Brown is a relatively recent arrival to Delaware, spending much of her life on the West Coast. Her work, much of it impressionistic landscapes and seascapes, shows off her adeptness with pastels and oils. And on this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny sits down with Brown to talk about her art, her background, and the importance of Bach, Brahms, and Dr. Seuss.
I want to start by asking you about your early life. You grew up in Seattle, and you spent a lot of your weekends on your grandparents' farm. And I wonder how having those sort of dual urban and rural experiences influenced your art.
My childhood was filled with nature. And wherever I went in Seattle, there were parks. So I was surrounded by greenery. And then on weekends, I'd go to my Irish grandparents' farm, a dairy farm. And then I'd spend my summers on my grandfather's and grandmother's huge, huge farm in Iowa. So it always has been a very inclusive situation for me with nature, city, and country.
You've called nature your muse, and you touched on it just a moment ago, but I wonder if you can kind of expand on the importance of nature to your work and what kind of inspiration you find.
Nature is totally the inspiration for my work because I also am a nature whisperer. So I hear the trees, I hear the ocean, I feel and touch the sky with my own soul. And so I get direct messages from nature, and I translate those into the paintings via the dynamics and the power of light, movement, and value, and color. I'm a colorist. I'm more of an impressionist in landscape, cloudscape, seascape painter. And also I'm a sketch journaler of what nature has to say. So it totally guides me in my art. I'm a nature artist.
And you talked about color, and I want to follow up on that a little bit and just ask about the challenge, but also the joy of finding combinations of colors that are reflective of the just huge, infinite diversity of colors that are found in the natural world.
Color to me is all important. Especially putting the vibrational tones of opposites together, much like the Impressionists did in Van Gogh. And I so respect that because there's a vibrancy in each color, and each color calls out for its opposite color or the mood that the landscape is communicating. If it's dark and moody, there's at least 5 to 10 colors in each shadow. And when you take a picture, you really can't see it. You need to be in nature a lot to just experience, and you need to sit in nature, and you need to see the light, you need to feel the light. And the color itself, it's the juxtaposition of opposites, of analogous, of primary, of secondary, and tertiary colors. And they just sort of flow out of my paintbrush or my pastel. I just let my heart guide my hand, and it picks the color it wants to represent the emotional aspect of the painting. Composition is how you invite the people into your painting. Color is the emotion you express in the painting.
I want to ask specifically about the work that you'll have on display at the Mezzanine Gallery, and I wonder if you could pick a work or two and tell me about them and what the visitors can expect to see when they look at your work.
I'm inviting the people to come into the flow of nature when they look and view at my paintings, and hopefully that happens. I've been told that my paintings are very healing and calming, and one good example is Cotton Candy Seaside Stroll. That's kind of a twister to say, but it's a cloudscape. The cloud you're going to see has many landscapes within the cloud, and the wonderful thing about clouds is they've all got a foreground, middle ground, background, and you can bounce around in the clouds, and it makes you very happy. And also clouds are shifting winds, and it's the dynamics of the transformation that is constantly happening in nature. On river dance, that is done in Yosemite. These paintings that you're going to see in the gallery are from the West Coast, the East Coast, all my travels. I'm quite an adventure, so I go and get source everywhere. But river dance is extremely challenging to paint, and it's early in the morning of the lower of Yosemite Falls, and I was balancing on a very slippery rock to take that photograph. And so it was either get wet and go downstream, or get that photograph and jump off the rock. So when you experience what you're painting, you know it. And so when you sit down to paint from a photograph, a source, I knew that stream. I knew that fall because I was about ready to fall. So, you know, it's the movement of that mist from the top of the painting down to the churn of the fall and the water going across that I really appreciate the movement.
As I was preparing for our conversation today, I learned that we have something in common, and that is a deep love for Dr. Seuss. And I wonder if you could talk about how Dr. Seuss influences your work.
Big time. I love Dr. Seuss because there's so much there for adult knowledge of getting back to the simplicities of life, of being kind, showing love, showing respect for others, and just the natural beat of your heart. His works and his rhymes are heartfelt, heart sent. And when I was in the third grade, I had a very, very bad case of almost scarlet fever. And I took solace in Dr. Seuss books. And I could quote every single Dr. Seuss book, and I could draw everything out of the Dr. Seuss books. And I was creating monsters and creatures like Dr. Seuss, and I was writing poetry and all sorts of things. And so Dr. Seuss brought me through a year-long illness and came out the other side, and wherever you go, there you are.
Another thing that stood out to me about your work and something else that we have in common, you enjoy listening to music while you work, and specifically classical music. You mentioned, I think, Bach and Brahms. And I wonder, how does that put you in the right space to create?
Well, as you know, everything's telling story. And music is a great way to tell story. So is art. And when I listen to classical music, I usually, if I'm having a really nasty day, I'll go up and I'll put on Ode to Joy, because my whole idea of doing art is to be in joy and to express your soul. And that's my favorite piece because it tells its own story of creativity, imagination, and coming to a point where you're in totally a positive mood after maybe not being so grateful. You are very grateful. So that's what Baroque and Bach and Beethoven do for me, because it's very uplifting. And so I always, when I'm teaching, I always tell people to paint up, you know, end your horizon line with a smile. And music ends my painting with a smile.
In addition to being an artist, you're also an author, and you work with animals. Tell me about Fur Shui, please.
Oh, Fur Shui. It's my nonfiction explanation of an introduction to animal feng shui. I'm a feng shui master in Black Hat, and energy flows, and wherever you would like to have it, you can push it, and you can have it flow into more positive and get rid of stagnant places in your life, in your heart, in your home, in your environment. And animals are chi masters. They naturally come into a room and they bust up the energy and they bring forth better energy, or they avoid it. So you need to watch your animals. That book was designed to express to people in a very easy and interesting, lighthearted way of how to move energy within one's office, system, home, environment. And animals just naturally do it. And after watching some animals that I was, I'm an animal communicator and healer. And after interviewing many of my clients, their animals responded to different areas in different ways, which matched the feng shui bagua. And so that was the inspiration for Feng Shui. And our animals give us all the knowledge if we were just wise enough to sit and listen to it. So I always watch where the animals are moving, in restaurants and cafes. And I think I'll sit over there because the energy is a little bit better. That dog just brought in some really good stuff.
Thanks to artist Paula Brown and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. Paula Brown's work is on display from October 3rd through 31st at the Mezzanine Gallery in Wilmington's Carvel State Building. The exhibition is free. For hours, visit arts.delaware.gov. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we learn about a new living shoreline seeking to protect nature and history on Thompson Island. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.